Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Texas Blues bringing us back. That's Billy, Dusty, and Frank bringing us 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Harry Dent's here. Harry's a new friend, but not for long. We're going to get him back another day. He's the founder of Dent Research. He's a demographer. He's a futurist. He's the author of a number of books. His last one is called Zero Hour. Turn the political and financial upheaval in modern history to your advantage. That's what we're talking about right now. Harry, in the previous segment, you set the stage for us on what's created this scenario we're in right now. We got record stock market. We got an economy that's really holding up pretty darn well, and considering the global situation and all the tensions that are going on right now politically and geopolitically. And yet we're still hanging in there. How much of that do you think is artificial because of what the Fed's done? How much of you think is the resilience of the U.S. economy, and especially small businesses on Main Street? What do you think?
Yeah, 100% the stimulus. Stocks are overvalued 114% versus my very reliable long-term demographic model where they should be, and that is totally explained by companies buying back their own stocks with cheap money from the Fed. 119% earnings per share have grown faster than corporate earnings, so it's all baloney. This financial stimulus does go into the top 20%, especially the top 1%, and that's what's keeping the economy going. But if you look at the peak of 1929, to the end of the Great Depression around 1940, for those 11 years, we have less cumulative GDP from the top than we had back then. This is the weakest recovery in all of history, despite massive stimulus, which means without all this stimulus, we would have been in a Great Depression with deleveraging of debt. So we're going to have to go through that to get to the other side. Japan never did, never came out of the winter
season. Well, and the sad part is,
so we have a big crash,
Harry, that most people probably aren't tracking. When the Fed tried to unwind their QE, they've had to back off on that now, haven't they?
Yeah, and they have all this repos because the bank's liquidity dried up. The liquidity in banks went down twice as fast as them reducing the balance sheet. There's no easy way out of this.
And folks, let me stop you for a second,
Harry. Money, so you take it back to die.
Let me stop you for a second because I want to point out, you used the word repo. Folks, when he threw that out there, that's another way of saying what got us into 2008, right, Harry? I mean, the shadow banking system, correct me if I'm wrong, Harry, but in the last few months, the banking system has been getting dangerously close to the scenario that created the collapse of 2008. Am I wrong about that?
Yeah, the last time the Fed had to step in short-term and provide overnight lending to banks because the larger banks didn't have liquidity to do it was in 2008, right before the crash.
Yep, so we've got a scenario. So is what's going on right now, Harry, is that a another scenario like before that we're only avoiding now because the Fed is out in front of it more than they were before?
Yes, we never went through the debt deleveraging that's required after a debt bubble. We never let financial bubbles deleverage. Stocks are crazy. Stocks are totally divorced from the mainstream economy. So is real estate. Young people can't afford real estate. Young people will never make returns in this market for investing for retirement. So we have to have a reset. This happens every 90 years.
What will that reset look like?
Okay, this is exactly what it looks like. Stocks don't go down 40 to 50% like the 70s long recession. They go down 70 to 90%. Real estate will go down 40 to 50% more than the Great Recession of 2008-9. And by the way, real estate peaked 2 years before the recession. That was the leading indicator.
That's right.
So this is a huge reset.
So you're saying this will get out, but it will have to get out of it'll have to get beyond the Fed's reach. in order to make that happen, right?
The Fed is going to have to fail miserably for us to get out of this, because all they do is keep blowing up the bubble instead of dealing with the debt and the leverage that's behind it.
Mm-hmm.
They could have brought the economy down and forced banks to
deleverage. They didn't let the system purge itself, did they? And after 2008,
exactly.
They didn't let the system work worse than ever. Capitalism will heal itself if you leave it alone, won't it?
Yes, it's just like the body. If you let it heal itself, give it a little help, it will heal itself. And we're doing the opposite.
So corporate America and Wall Street would not allow that to happen. They demanded more heroin, didn't they?
Yeah. The drug addict doesn't want to go to detox. They only do it when they're forced to, or they almost die. And that's what we pumped up the economy so much that nothing's sustainable, and we're going to have the biggest crash and downturn since 1929 to 32. And my indicators, I've got four key indicators now, suggest 2020 to 23 is the period when that's going to happen. Now, this is great. Businesses that hunker down, they'll see their competitors fail. They'll gain more market share than ever. You got to really cut costs and focus now. And investors like Joseph Kennedy that get out of the bubble in real estate and stocks and everything, and then just reinvest 2 to 3 years from now, are going to make a fortune overnight. But most people will not see it coming.
And I'll tell you, it's really amazing how much Wall Street and Washington are in collusion over all this. That's another problem we've got, isn't it?
Yeah, 120%. Washington is basically, like you say, the Fed.
They're the American oligarchs, aren't they?
They're the American oligarchs, yeah.
Yeah. Hold on to that thought, Harry. I need your website, by the way.
Okay.
Harry, I need your website.
HarryDent.com.
HarryDent.com. Pretty easy.
Harry,
the new book is called Zero
Hour.
We got free news. Yeah, check out his newsletter when you get there. When we come back, I'm going to ask Harry about China. He's got some very interesting thoughts on China. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.